This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity Podcast. This is a quick note on tax selling in 2021. So a lot of people ended up taking their companies to market, particularly if you're a founder and entrepreneur, based on the decades-old effort of investment bankers to tell you, you've got to sell now because taxes are going up. And there's always an indication that this is true. For example, until late into the year, many people thought that the House and Senate bill pushed by the Democratic Party and the president, the White House administration, would pass. If passed in its early forms, it would have really increased capital gains taxes. If passed in its later forms, it would have significantly increased capital gains taxes for those making more than $5 or $10 million and having big, big deals. So if you increase the tax rate by 8%, a 5% and a 3% surcharge together with some state taxes, this is a lot of motivation to sell because you know your business has to do at least 8% better going forward to make that work. The early discussions of increasing capital gains taxes to ordinary income rates were really frightening because if capital gains rates went up by 20%, then your business had to be 20% more valuable in the future to have it make sense to hold versus sell currently. So in any event, this led to a lot of people very motivated to sell with concerns about capital gains. I look at people like the Medline family with a $32 billion valuation with capital gains increases that could have cost them as much as $5 to $6 billion. You take this tax issue and you take the great valuations you're seeing, and people start to think, maybe this is a good time to do a transaction. What's fascinating that's happened is we rolled past the end of 2021 is none of these federal tax changes took effect. There were certainly some of them at the state level. And this leads people to think, would you have made an error in selling in 2021 if you were basing it partially on tax changes that didn't happen? Always a fascinating discussion. A similar discussion takes place at the estate tax level. There are these exemptions that were increased significantly under the Trump administration that expired in 2026. So very roughly, for an individual, what can be exempt from your estate moved from $5.5 million to $11 million under the Trump administration. And for a couple, a married couple, those are doubled. So it went from, you know, about $11 million to $22 million or so. And the number's actually a little bit higher than that, more like 11.7, moving up to $12 million now and so forth. A lot of families did a lot of estate planning in 2021 based on concern that with the Democratic White House, Senate, and Congress, that those estate tax exemptions would be rolled back. So many children were the beneficiaries of that, meaning people transferred monies and assets to the kids' trust because they felt like estate tax exemptions might be rolled back. And because estate taxes are so punitive, at least it federally 40%, state of Illinois another 16%, you absolutely want to get that money out of one's estate and into your kids' trust just in case. What happened, of course, at the end of 2021 is those estate law changes didn't happen. And so I do wonder how many people out there have some morning after concern that they should not have sold their business or they should not have transferred so much assets to their children based on the fact that the tax changes didn't happen. In any event, hindsight's always 20/20, but fascinating to watch these potential tax changes surge in interest, surge in excitement, drive activity in the market, and not happen. Thank you for listening to the Becker Private Equity Podcast.